Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
My name is Franklin, I'm a member here, and now we're going to go into our GO time. Stands for Global Outreach Time, and it's a time where we talk about what's going on locally and globally. The reason we do this is because, everybody has jobs, school, things that we're doing throughout the week, and we want to keep everybody informed because this is there might be something that comes up that you might want to be a part of, and we like to have you be a part of that, so we want to talk about it. And one of the first things that we're going to talk about, I'm going to bring Ellen up to talk about it, is ESL, English as a Second Language.
Yeah, thank you. So for the past year, our church has done an ESL service for people in our community. And we decided, we prayed through it, and we're like, we really want this to be something that actively serves people instead of them coming to us. We want to make it more accessible to them. And so we are really excited to actually be starting an ESL ministry in a local community in downtown Fredericksburg called the Hazel Hill Community. It's going to be catered specifically to them, which means it's going to be actively open during weekdays. So it's not something that probably anyone can just serve with because a lot of people have work and whatnot. But it's when a lot of the moms are home, a lot of the kids are at school. And so we're looking at figuring out what that is, when that time is, and starting at the beginning of February. So I will be there. We're going to just start out with one class a week, make it simple. But that's something that we're really excited about starting. So if you're interested, if you have any interest, if that time frame is something you have availability for, come find me or Franklin, and we can help you out with that. So, yeah, really exciting.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. And we're also starting up a separate ESL program with Iglesia Spotswood here with a local Spanish church. As well, too, and we're starting that in the next couple weeks, too. So, yeah, reach out to Ellen, myself, Rihanna. It's a great way to kind of share the gospel and teach somebody English at the same time. Yeah, excellent. Can I pray for the? Yeah, all right. Lord, we are so thankful for ways that you give us to serve, Lord. Ways that you allow us, easy ways to serve your kingdom, Lord, and that you allow us to share your gospel and your love towards others, Lord. So I just pray for the ESL classes, Lord, that you not only provide the people that want to help to serve in this way, Lord, but that you open the hearts of the students that are going to come, Lord, that you open the hearts to the students to hear your word. As they're learning English, Lord, that they see you and see your love for them, Lord. So I pray this all in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you all. The second part of our GO time, we're going to talk. Today is what is referred to as Sanctity of Life Sunday. Now, I know this... this topic can get highly politicized, but we want to kind of talk about that and say that as a church, we want to talk about it in a biblical way. So when we say we're a pro-abundant life, we want to see what God talks about that and what he says about it, and that's our stance. Statistics say that even a room this size, there are women that have dealt with abortion or know somebody that has dealt with abortion. And we're not here to judge. We're here to let you know that we love you and that God loves you. And there is healing in God's love. I'm going to, what I would like to do today is just take some time to pray about it. And I'll put some slides up, and I'm gonna ask you guys to pray with me. So I'm gonna give about 20 to 30 seconds for us to pray through each slide. I'm gonna talk about it, and then we're gonna get into a moment of prayer, okay? God can heal the broken heart, right? Compassionately petition God to show his nearness and healing power to the broken hearts of those who chose to abort. Psalms 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Let's pray. Now we're going to pray that women with unplanned pregnancies can find a way to choose life. Pray that God will place people in their lives to help guide them and to where they can choose life for their unborn child. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of the right hand of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Let's pray. Scripture instructs that God formed and knows us from the womb. Pray for pastors and church leaders to boldly preach God's word as they share the value and dignity that he has placed in every human being. Psalms 139:13-14 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Let's pray. Scripture also instructs us to pray for our leaders. So pray for godly wisdom for our legislators and judges to be a voice for the voiceless. May they make decisions to protect people rather than destroy them. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2 says, "For first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." Let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful that you are a God who loves us, Lord. You're a God who loves all your people, Lord. And we just pray that that you instill in our hearts love for all of your people, Lord. That you give us a heart that shows your love for your people, Lord. That you place us in positions that people need to hear your love, Lord. That you put us in positions that we may be in a place where someone needs to hear through their unplanned pregnancy or someone they know, Lord, that you love them and, Lord, that you support them and you will be with them, Lord. So I pray that you also be with our leaders, our church leaders, our pastors, our legislators, Lord, our judges, Lord, that you just give them a heart for your people, for your life, Lord, that you let them lead us so that we may have life abundantly the way you designed it, Lord. So I pray this all in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. One last thing I wanted to end today is to highlight one of our partners. I didn't do the slide, but one of our partners is SBCV, and one of the things that we actually give to is SBC Vision Virginia. And so this is a way that, one of the ways that you can get involved. So it's sbc.org/forlife 2025. Okay? Now, if you know, I do want to end this. If you know or are going through something, know of someone who's going through something like this, please talk to one of our elders. You can reach out to me. But just know again that we're not here to judge, but we are here to show God's love for everyone. All right, so as we continue, I want to pray one more time, and then we're going to stand up to continue with our worship.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@impactfxbg.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.